leading us into this evening's Culture File presented by Luke Clancy.
Soylent is a food substitute intended to supply all of a human body's daily nutritional needs, made from powdered starch, rice protein, olive oil, and raw chemical powders. It's not the most appetizing of menu descriptions, but for time-starved denizens of Silicon Valley, a new subscription service, Meal in a Box, is having its moment in the sun, thanks to a successful Kickstarter campaign. Our regular tech correspondent, Aisling Kelleher, did her best to capture Soylent's appeal to the tech community.
Yes, it's a very kind of singular experience that drove the innovation here. So Rob Reinhart is about a 24-year-old entrepreneur and engineer who had been given some money from Y Combinator, which is a kind of a venture capital or startup funding organization in the West Coast. And he was working on telecommunications protocols for the developing world. As he was doing that, he was working so hard, he found himself not having enough time to eat or wanting to dedicate himself to his work more often. I mean, to the extent that if you can't even pick up the phone to dial for a pizza, that's how little time he had. So he started developing this idea and looking into what are some of the ways he could really tackle the time issue that was involved in kind of getting and preparing and consuming food. So based on that, he began kind of noodling around, doing his own research into food science and nutrition, looking at liquid nutrition in particular, and came up with this recipe, in essence, that he claims and believes that it satisfies all your nutrition requirements with about a third of the calories. So kind of born out of his own experience and frustration with the amount of time it was taking for him to prepare and eat food, he created this this substance, which then he then used to replace what he was originally working on. He's no longer working on telecommunications. He switched it around, said, this product, which he named Soylent for all sorts of funny and alarming reasons, is what I really want to work on. He crowdsourced it, raised over $1 million, and is now in the stage of beginning to distribute this by December of 2013.
So is the concept that this is for coders sitting at their desks, extreme coding night and day, and this is what's going to keep them going, or is this a food that's supposed to move out into the general population?
I think it serves both markets in terms of that it will be looking at those who really have no interest possibly in the pleasure or the experience in food and really see it in a very utilitarian way. I don't want to be distracted from what really concerns me right now. So it will definitely have a market for those who are kind of maybe singular in their devotion to some other industry or practice or work. The claims that Soylent are making are much broader and possibly even grander than that, that they're really thinking this could have a huge impact on worldwide hunger and malnutrition, primarily because they take this argument in a number of ways, that there's so much vast amounts of food wasted every day in transportation costs alone or just in like the manufacture and production of food, that if you greatly simplify this process, that you could increase the efficiency not only on the individual level but also on the level of the whole food industry in and of itself. So I think their market is really, when they try and think about who their competitors are in this essence, we already have had like liquid nutrition in the form of if you're Slim Fast or other types of dietary supplements.
And Complan, which was beloved of my grandmother and Martin McDonagh.
I think what they're going after is that they really want to see this as something that you could eat, honestly, that you could eat every day, the same way that a large proportion of the world subsists on rice and beans. What they're really looking at is, as the product develops, they are seriously considering that they're just going to give away the formula. So rather than these large companies that have invested extraordinary amount of money on liquid nutrition, these guys are really thinking about food hacking and kind of living the life of that, of hacking and open source and Libra and giving things away, that they will, in essence, just put the formula up there and anyone can create and recreate their own. And there already is a movement to that. Even on their own website, they have a forum on that where people share recipes or ways that they've tried to make variations, make it a little bit more interesting to eat. So I think in that sense, they're quite radically different from either the companies that are going after the consumer market in terms of the folks that are doing diet supplements and energy supplements, and also the kind of the high level, very medicalized arena of liquid nutrition. So they're kind of aiming for this sweet spot of looking at a much broader kind of consumer base, but also giving it away and being kind of seen as the champions of this movement.
They are piggybacking on the open source Creative Commons kind of world of intellectual property.
I think, I mean, it even goes down to how they got the funding for this, that they crowdsourced this. They got over 10,000 backers to give them a variety of different types of money in exchange for being the first people, in essence, who will receive the product. I mean, one of the critiques that people have is like, how safe is this? Has it been tested rigorously the same way that we would expect under the regulations that large food companies would be under? Their claim is that all the ingredients have been approved that they put into it. They're FDA approved. And so that I don't know whether they're thinking about whether there's nothing extraordinary could happen in the combination of that. But their claim is that it has been FDA approved, and even in their kind of their own life hacking way, the original owners and several of the folks who are working on this, they eat this every day and have been doing it heading for almost 6 months now, and have, by kind of not necessarily doing this under doctor supervision or in any formal medical way, but have been reporting on blogs and self-reporting on how this has impacted their energy levels or their own kind of nutrition, and they seem to feel no negative side effects as of yet.
Yeah, I felt they were setting the bar a little low when, you know, one of their propositions is safe for human consumption. You know, I always kind of aspire for more in my meals.
Well, you clearly have very high standards to the typical, you know, engineer nerd who's sitting hacking and programming a day. I mean, I think, yes, the bar, the sense that this is eating to live, that's in essence what it is, as opposed to eating for pleasure or eating socially.
I keep waiting for this to be revealed as an Onion story that nobody noticed originated on The Onion. And I think that sense is not exactly helped by the name they've decided to give the product.
I think they're very mindful in the impact of their name, obviously with reference to the Soylent Green movie, you know, and that it also will kind of create an insider ha-ha joke between people who really wonder, is it made from people? Or is it really made from rice? So I think they're being deliberately provocative in using Soylent as the particular name, and they're getting quite a lot of mileage about that, because every single interview or kind of press release or anything that you read about it references the kind of the ha-ha nature of the actual name of the product itself, which I think kind of lends itself to the geeky, nerdy nature of its kind of its invention in the first place.
Aisling Kelleher there from her desk in Carnegie Mellon University, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.